Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winnemore boys raised on shotguns.
We're back, folks. And the I promise you some good news. We start our second hour here of the American Freedom Party Report on Sunday, September 4th. Oh, my gosh. How many days have we got left, George? Almost none. 60-something? We've got 60-some days left, folks, until the election. And here's the great news.
64 days, 7 hours, and 57 minutes.
64 days. Holy mackerel. Here's some great news I wanted to share with you, and that is the latest polling information. I said Donald Trump is winning. He is. The Los Angeles Times USC poll that came out on Saturday, September 3rd, that's the latest general election poll, has Trump winning by 3 points. Trump 45, Clinton 42. And my gosh, that is, there's a previous poll that has him winning, confirming that result. The Rasmussen poll that came out on Thursday, again, one of the most recent polls, has Trump at 40, Clinton at 39. Trump winning by 1 point. So this is a big switcheroo, folks, from some polls that were showing Trump losing, and in some cases losing badly to Clinton.
It's a big switcheroo from the last Time magazine cover, if you remember that.
No,
all
I didn't.
They had was a picture of Donald Trump's face melting into the background.
Right.
Dream on, Time magazine.
Really? Okay, I missed that one. But that's what they were doing. Paul, you and George have talked about this. You know what they're doing with the polls. It's a psyop, and they were trying to melt down the Trump morale by, yeah, you know, making the impression, well, you're losing, folks. You're going to lose badly with Trump. You better get off the Trump train. It's headed for a train wreck. Now the polls have gone the other way. And also another piece of good news that appeared in these polls is that the hope for Gary Johnson, as George says, Gary Who effect, is not working for the other side. And Johnson does not appear to be taking more votes away from Clinton or from Trump than Clinton. There's a little bit of guesswork there, but it appears that way. When you throw Johnson into the mix, he either hurts Clinton more or doesn't hurt at all.
Gary Who?
Yeah, Gary Who. And Jill Stein, as a Green Party candidate, she's certainly drawing votes away from Hillary Clinton. So the latest LA Times USC poll is just a two-person poll, Clinton versus Trump. So we don't see, I'll look for a later version of the LA Times poll, which may come out in the next 24 hours or so. and see if they factor in the Johnson effect. But that poll I gave you earlier from Rasmussen, let me go to that. That poll does have Johnson and Stein in it. And very encouragingly, Johnson is polling a paltry 7% with all the hype he's gotten. That's pretty paltry with the big money that's been thrown at him from the neocons for his Libertarian Party campaign. And Jill Stein has 3%. So Trump 40, Clinton 39, Johnson 7, not enough to get him onto the debate stage on September 26th. And my gosh, that's 22 days away. My gosh, that's 3 weeks from now. So best of all possible worlds, Johnson is taking votes away from Clinton, but not getting up on the stage where he's going to muddy the issue. The stark contrast that William was asking about in Montana. Why in the heck did they back Hillary Clinton as their horse against this thoroughbred Donald Trump? Well, you know, in retrospect, folks, go back. Donald Trump, you know, just like the email story, it just happened within the last year. The neocons expected that Hillary Clinton would be running against other neocons. Jeb Bush, Governor Rick Perry of Texas. I don't know if I should put Rick Perry in the same category as Jeb Bush. He seems to have some common sense, but
You're right. He's in the same category as George, or as Jeb, and I'll help you with that. He is.
Okay. Well, let's just use Jeb Bush as the poster boy for the neocons. This is the guy they thought would be running. Now, Jeb Bush would not be hammering away at Hillary the way Trump is. So Hillary would be getting away with all this nastiness. Her health wouldn't be a subject. Jeb Bush would be playing Mr. Nice Guy with her, playing patty cake with her. And so if you're a neocon and you're back there, you know, arranging the scene behind the scenes, behind the curtain, wheeling Hillary Clinton out didn't seem to be that bad a bet. And the Clintons do have immense, huge power. It was going to be, look at this, we've lived with the Clintons and the Bushes, these two dynasties, for a long percentage of our adult lives. So this was going to be the Clintons and the Bushes again. And then Donald Trump came in to spoil the party. And well into after he announced his campaign, they were still dismissing him, saying he can't win, it can't work. Remember that Jeb Bush raised and spent $150 million in his campaign and never got above single digits in his popularity.
This was not the way it was supposed to turn out at all. They believed their own property, or maybe they just didn't fully understand how angry people are. They really believed that Donald Trump would be an entertaining flash in the pan, get a few laughs, get some publicity, and then fade away to make way for really important people like Jeb Bush or any of the others, some of the others. And that's just not the way it played out. They've not taken him seriously, well, up until fairly recently, and now they're in panic mode.
Yes.
Well, I don't think...
remember on your own show about 14 months ago when the Trump phenomenon was new, did you or did you not have at least three callers that over three or four or five times going, come on, Jamie, you know that Donald Trump is nothing and he can't win. He can't even be on the stage. Did that happen?
Yes, we had that. Yes, I do remember.
Funny how they don't call back anymore. Whoever you are, stay gone.
Well, you know, one of the purposes of this show, the creation of the show, was that those of us who early on, you know, the light bulb went off in our heads that Trump is the real deal, and he really can save our bacon. We knew we needed to convince the rest of the movement of that. There were doubters and good people, and there were some bad people, but some very good people, not bad people in our movement, but bad people trying to sabotage Trump. But in our movement, there were, you know, everybody in our movement's great, but it takes a while for everybody to, you know, come to a similar realization. That was one of the purposes of this show, is to sell to our own movement the idea that Donald Trump, who is not, you know, ostensibly part of our movement, he is an outsider. that he actually is going to save our bacon, and also to sell the idea that the importance of Trump was of an immense scale. That is, the little sort of little kind of little fights that we've had in our very small movement up to now, that the we might try to show people that what Trump is doing is on a order of magnitude greater scale. He's dealing in crowds of 35,000 people. When he tweets something, I think there's something like 12 million people who instantly receive his tweet. Unlike people, you know, we're, you know, more familiar with, whose tweet might be received instantly by 1,000 people, maybe. His 12 million people. So anyway, that goal has been accomplished, George, thanks to you, thanks to Paul, thanks to this great audience. And let's go back to that audience. Engineer, help me with who I should be calling on next. Let me let the engineer tell us who to go to next year, because he's got to do the work. Tell us who's on the board right now. Let me try one right now. We've got Pat in Fort Worth and I think Bernard in Canada. Engineer, can you come up with one of those? Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Bernard in Canada. What part of Canada are you in?
Well, in the Vancouver area. I just discovered your network. I was listening to Mike Ribeiro, and I called it his show. But there's something, one thing I want to say is it's so great to have a forum where you can actually talk about things. In Canada, we have, you know, the deterioration of the mass media, the disappearance of independent media, and the ones that still around bloggers, they get arrested by the RCMP if they're too critical of Israel, or this constant harassment by the Canadian Human Rights Commission. But anyway, I'm always amazed by this issue of the uncontrolled migration of across your southern border, because the border with Canada is so strict and it's so unreasonable. A lot of us don't even bother trying to cross. It's just, you know, just too much to put up with. They want to read your cell phone and ask if you smoke marijuana or you ever, you know, or anything like that. But anyway, there's a couple of things. One is the question is, how far do you think Israel the Mossad would go to carry out their agenda? For example, if they can napalm an American intelligence ship and get away with it. There was another two books written by a Canadian Jew about the Mossad. One was, the first one was called By Way of Deception, and he wrote a second book. He said, in order to expose a plot to assassinate your president, George Herbert Walker Bush, because he wasn't cooperating with Israel enough, so they had a plot, according to this writer, to have him murdered, and of course have a few patsies disposed of as well. But the other question is, like, about 9/11. Like, I think there's a lot of stuff to be uncovered. First of all, there were 7 buildings damaged or destroyed that day. It seems like we're always led to talk about just 2 of them, you know, and about planes and stuff. But the question, people have, Dr. Bill Deagle has said, among others, that there were just clear evidence of nukes being used on 9/11. Now, the question is, who used the nukes there? We know that Israel and Mossad were heavily involved in 9/11. I don't think Donald Trump has done a lot of homework on that, because it's probably not easy to come by. But according to Leonard Cole,
Bernard,
yeah,
you've yeah. given us so much to chew on there. Can I chew on it just a little bit before you go on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. By the way, thank you for listening in. You know, my co-host here, Paul, from in Ontario, Canada. Boy, I tell you, his ears are all perked up by everything you're saying about Canada. So he's going to want to jump in here.
Could I just mention about Paul Frum? I wanted to mention that Paul Frum is one of the people that's grossly maligned and mistreated, but I'm very interested in the fact that you provided a forum where he can speak, because most Canadians can't tell the difference between Paul Frum and David Frum. David Frum, the neocon speechwriter, right. But Paul Frum is, I get his emails and I pay close attention, because very few people will dare mention them. But anyway, Leonard Coldwell, he was on Coast to Coast a couple of times.
Bernard,
let me
I want to, you covered so much material there. You got 9/11, you've got Mossad, you've got the USS Liberty. There's a lot to chew on there. So,
well, we just have to link 9/11, and the thing is, Leonard Caldwell says that Israel is blackmailing your government and forcing them to keep that border open. I mean, things happen like Franklin Roosevelt said for a reason, and that Leonard Caldwell's track record, I think, is very good, and I don't believe automatically anything anybody says, but the fact, if that should be investigated, whether or not there is any kind of planted weapons that are being used to put this undue pressure on the government, you know, because I think if we look at those issues, that would be part of an investigation of those issues.
Well, let me tell you something that's, you know, we don't even need to speculate on it. You talk about 9/11, and of course the building that's most interesting to patriots is World Trade Center 7. I've stood right next to it. I've stood right next to the replacement building. I know that I was born in New York City. So I know the World Trade Center scene very personally, very closely. And let me tell you, Donald Trump, you're saying he may not be familiar with this. He is. He's very familiar with it. He said some very politically incorrect things about 9/11. He is, more than any other living political figure, he knows how buildings are built. And he knows how impossibly, incredibly implausible it is that World Trade Center 7, I forgot the number of stories now, I think 66 stories, that this huge, huge building should fall into its own footprint at free fall speed with nothing having hit it. A few little chunks of glass and so on flew into it from the collapsing other buildings. But not hit, not damaged. Everything, all that huge steel intact, it's designed to withstand hurricanes, planes, bombs, you name it. It's designed to withstand a towering inferno from the ground floor to the top floor. Every floor burning at the same time. It's designed to withstand that. How could it collapse? Okay, it can't. Donald Trump knows that. So, Bernard, here's what I expect. President Donald Trump will open a full investigation of 9/11. And he will steer it as president to the truth by appointing the right people. He'll know who to appoint, and we will have you talk about Mossad sweating bullets. Wow, will they be sweating when 9/11 is fully investigated?
Well, I wouldn't bet too much money on there being an election on November 8th. I think you'll find there'll be events will happen. There'll be a delay, and then they'll say, "Well, now that we can show we have the power to delay an election, they want to let Donald Trump in without some serious negotiation." If they think he wants to discount the federal debt to the international bankers, I don't think there's a way they would let him walk in there. But I think that people don't play by the rules. Like, if they will kill people, they could certainly stop an election without any moral qualms whatsoever.
Well, Bernard, we share all of these fears, but here we are, 64 days to go. Nobody thought we'd get this far. Nobody thought Trump would get this far. Okay, 64 days is just a twinkling. They have very few they have days left in which to work. So, I share your fears and concerns, but I'm amazed and impressed that Donald Trump is doing things like hopping in his plane with Rudy Giuliani on the plane and Mike Pence on the plane. And flying to Mexico City, meeting with the president of Mexico. He's acting like president already.
Yeah.
And
that's all good. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned the USS Liberty. Donald Trump will also open a full naval board of inquiry into what happened to the USS Liberty. And he will get the truth out on that as well. And Bernard, let me get a little colloquy going here between you and Paul Fromm, because you've talked about Paul. And why don't the two of you, I'd like to hear the two of you kind of have a little exchange here as two Canadians talking about the Canadian scene. Mm-hmm. Paul, go ahead and talk to Mike.
Well, I agree with Mike that a lot of Canadians get seriously harassed crossing the border. And I know a number of them, it's not worth it. For a bit of cheaper shopping, I'm not going. They've been fed up with the rudeness and the tactics. It's sad because these are good people.
We got a little break coming up here, but I want Paul to hang on to the mic there, Paul, and talk to Bernard in Vancouver about some of the things he's talked about, especially from a Canadian perspective. We'll be right back, folks.
your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And Paul Fromm in Canada, who, by the way, let's mention this because we need to mention this repeatedly. Paul Fromm is working right now on a very important book on the plight of our kinsmen in South Africa. And we invite you to support the writing of that book. And here's how I suggest that you do it. Make a big contribution. Make some kind of contribution to this book. Send it to the American Freedom Party. And just mark your contribution. That way it will be directed to the book. Just put any kind of a note. Paul Fromm, the Paul Fromm book, South Africa. We'll know what you mean. And here's how you make that contribution. Go to theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And on the website, you'll find every sort of way that you would want to contribute, whether it's by cash, money, check, PayPal, credit card. It's all there. Send in your contribution and just put a note there to us that it's to be applied to this book that Paul Fromm is putting together with some courageous South African co-authors who are writing chapters. This will be the book that everybody has needed that has not been written, doesn't exist, a book that tells somebody who wants to know what's going on in South Africa today for our people. This book will give you the full answer. And Paul Fromm has another thing we want to do, of course, is, Paul Fromm, in researching this book, has now been to South Africa on two extensive journeys throughout South Africa and to what was called Southwest Africa, now Namibia. Just want to put that little note in there. And we've got Paul and Bernard having a colloquy here on the scene in Canada. Bernard, Paul can tell you all about how difficult the American government has made it for normal Canadians to get across the border. But why don't the two of you talk for just a minute? Go ahead, Paul.
What? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, for people listening, like Paul Fromm is spelled F-R-O-M-M-E, just so they know who...
No, E on the end. F-R-O-M-M-E.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, pardon me. Okay, but so it doesn't... But it's interesting you mentioned South Africa, because I've been following public affairs up here since the mid-50s, and if we compare the Canadian government record towards South Africa, starting with John Diefenbaker, the progressive conservative prime minister, who is probably more liberal than the liberals, and how today there's an intimidation and bullying that almost no one dares to criticize what's going on with the Palestinians. You know, it just seems like that's a completely taboo subject, and all the political parties pretty much have a fit, you know, if anybody dares talk about any kind of boycott of Israel or anything like that. That's an extremely well-established tradition in Canada, when we had the real conservative governments, not this aberration we had under Jason Kenney and Harper, because they were so extreme. I mean, they were a really bad joke, almost an aberration in our history.
Well, they were just total Israel firsters.
Yes.
And, you know, this, and then Bernard, the shocking thing for Americans, you know, I remember when I was younger, I thought of Canada as like the great white hope, that, you know, if things get bad enough in the United States, you could just go to Canada and this would be this great, wonderful, almost entirely white nation of hardy, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you know, these sturdy, you know, with wearing kilts and playing bagpipes. And the sad thing is that Paul Fromm has opened my eyes to this. Very sad, unfortunate, that Canada has been going down the same downward path that America's been going down. And in some areas, in some ways, especially concerning the freedom of speech, which is one of the two things that Paul champions, which is sound borders and free speech, Canada has gotten into more trouble and gone further down the path than America has. Paul, your comment on that?
Oh, yes, unfortunately, especially in terms of South Africa, Canada was one of the big agitators against South Africa when we were in charge, when whites were in charge.
Sorry about the break, Paul, but we'll get Paul's answer right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and our really over for good. And I was rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
Yes, folks. thank you. Thank you, Merle. I wish you were here to enjoy this. The Paul, you had the mic here, and when you got interrupted by the break, so go ahead.
I was just saying that I think the American border authorities often harass Canadians, bully them, and do a lot, and really don't do much to secure America. Meanwhile, the flood keeps coming across the Mexican border. Now, it's not always that way, but I think under Obama, there's more and more they just can't get it right.
Yeah, and they don't want to get it right.
No.
So, I mean, that's where the real catastrophe is. Well, Bernard, it's great to have you as a caller and a listener to this show. I'm glad you discovered us as part of the Mike Rivero audience. Mike Rivero, folks, if you haven't listened to Mike Rivero's show, boy, if you missed a treat. Mike Rivero is on two shows before this one. John Stadtmiller's got a show before this one. You don't want to miss John Stadtmiller's show. He's the founder of RBN. And then Mike Rivero precedes John Stadtmiller. That's a show you ought to put on your regular listening list. Mike Rivero's show goes back many years. It's, you have to rank it in the top two or three best Patriot shows anywhere ever. I know you would agree, Bernard.
And Bernard, yes. I'm going to be having a meeting in Vancouver in a few weeks, so why don't you email me and we'll get in touch. It's paul@paulfromm.com. paul@paulfromm.com.
No, I look forward to your visits, and I just want to say Canada's not that bad a place. I mean, for one thing, we live next to the United States, so we never had to invest a lot in military, and we brought in a medical system pension thing when we used our own bank because the government owns the bank, and if they hadn't used it at that time, we wouldn't have it today. But the other thing is, it's the American medical system. You have competition, and we learn from that. We can see what works in cancer and what doesn't. Canada is bogged down with right to die when you want and terminate the unborn. But if you try to get a decent cancer treatment, you have to look a long way.
To wrap it all into one summary statement, the reason Canada is a wonderful place is it's European. It's a wonderful, wonderful European country. And the thing that the Donald Trump phenomenon that Donald Trump is now doing, the reason Paul Fromm is a Canadian, is so interested in what Donald Trump is doing. By the way, Paul Fromm is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, is that Donald Trump is in a position where he will be saving the bacon of all of us, South African Europeans, our French, our German kinsmen, and you there in Canada, our Australian brothers and sisters. It may be Donald Trump who is at the vanguard, at the front of turning the tide here, and he will change. He will change everything. He needs to stay. I think the first and foremost, he just needs to stay alive. I think he's going to get elected. And he just needs to stay alive for 8 years and do all the wonderful things that he will do, because it'll cover everything from the World Trade Center to the USS Liberty to South Africa. He will help you guys out there in Canada very, very distinctly. Yeah. And also, Bernard, what the Trump phenomenon will do, it will give backbone or support. I don't want to throw the wrong metaphor. It will help the freedom movement, the renaissance of European culture in Canada. Trump's election will give great encouragement to everybody who's been listening to folks like Paul Fromm for decades that they can win. They can win.
Yes, and that's important. That's really important. You know, I'm not a very emotional person, but I'll tell you, it almost makes me cry when I think of 1967. That was our centennial. It was Expo 67 in Montreal. It was a tremendous time of confidence for this country, and it was almost all white. And the foul conspirators, the Lester Pearson, Trudeau, Mulroney, Harper, and the present clown prince, Justin Trudeau, have done so much to just piss this country away and churn it from a wonderful European coming together, which is what was happening there in 1967, into a third, increasingly third world, cesspool. It's heartbreaking.
Well, thank you for your opportunity.
Thank you, Bernard, and we'll hope to hear from you again soon.
Get in touch with me.
Let me appeal to the engineer to let me know whether we have another caller and who it might be on the line. There's so much going on our message board here that I've lost track. I've been so interested in what Bernard was saying and Paul. I've got a little. I came up with a little audio here. We were talking about World Trade Center 7. Not to go too far afield, but we mentioned that Donald Trump is going to.
What I brought up, I never heard brought up before, was the report that Israel was blackmailing the American government.
Yeah, but let me play this. Let me play this.
placed in various places from having used them at 9/11. And they were under that duress, were forcing them to keep the border almost wide open. That for a reason, like FDR said, and that's what Leonard Coldwell.
Yeah, let's go to let's go. I've got a little audio confusion. Let's go to.
They know about the Liberty and the.
Which one is which channel is this?
Well, it's on Republic Broadcast Network. It's the one that Greer's on, but it's.
Engineer, let's go to Pat in Fort Worth.
So it's whatever show is on. It's called the American Freedom Party, and from Canada's was co-hosting it. They're huge backers of Trump, that's for sure.
I'm sending an SOS to the engineer here. We're getting some great audio, extraneous audio from Bernard, which is kind of fun. You know, the fun of live radio, folks, is it's live radio. So, Bernard, thank you for thank you for that promotion. Bernard's talking to somebody in the room there about Paul and the American Freedom Party.
Kind of yeah.
You know, and folks, but there are other stories from the history of radio which are not so good. Where somebody who thought the mic wasn't live said something that, in one case, ended a career.
Oh, when I was growing up, we used to have a radio show sponsored by J-E-L-L-O, and it was called Uncle Bing, and he would do some little skits and talk and blah, blah, blah from 12:30 till 1, which is when a lot of kids came home for lunch, and that's where the kiddies would be home. Well, anyway, one day, he thought the mic, he just signed off, he thought the mic was off. And he said, well, I hope that keeps the little buggers. This is back around 1958. You didn't say that on the air. And Uncle Bing was no more.
Yeah. Anyway, and there have been other instances of this. But it's the fun. It's the fun of live radio. There's nothing like it. And it's enjoyable for you out there in the audience to hear. You know, someday you may get to hear Kelso or Fromm or George go down in flames.
And
you'll be able to tell your grandchildren that you were there and you heard it. Let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I've been waiting, but I started thinking about Phil Donahue. There was a small thing going on. Well, it was large, but most people didn't know it. The mothers carried around a list of the sponsors, and they boycotted the sponsors because he would constantly have witches on there and just praise them up one side and down the other. And then he would have a Christian there, and he'd attack them. And they just got tired of it. And we did that against Planned Parenthood one time, the sponsors of Planned Parenthood, and I still don't buy Jell-O, sorry. But
scores of millions of other Americans watched the Phil Donahue show, and he was the number one host. And the remarkable thing I want to point out, I just looked it up here on YouTube, I won't be able to play it. I might be able to play a second of it, but this occurred in 2010, March of 2010, that Jared Taylor, wait a minute.
No, Phil Donahue went off a long time ago.
Yeah, this is Jared Taylor on Donahue, February 10th, 2000, these dates must be wrong.
Fine.
But I've got Jared, I've got the YouTube here, I don't have the exact dates.
That probably won't make YouTube what we did.
Yeah,
he didn't last long. Then after the sponsors, we boycotted the sponsors. But let me, you're saying some things that I want to disagree with. It's not just you. Everybody's saying we only have 60-something days. We don't. Don't they vote early in North Carolina coming week?
Well, there are states in which you can vote early.
North Carolina this coming week.
Yeah, but November 8th is the actual election where it'll be
tallied. Well, I'm just saying that some states have 60 days, but a lot of them don't.
No, everybody's got 60 days. There will be an election in every state on November 8th.
Oh, yeah, there will, but the people that vote early may be real sorry they did. Like, the people vote early, you know, when we had, 15 candidates for president. It didn't do them any good.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I voted early one time, and I'll never vote early again because the candidate I had didn't show up. It said, would you like to see your votes? I said, yep. And the candidate I voted for didn't show up, but he still had a red dot beside him. So I don't trust those little electronic machines they use early voting in Texas.
Donald Trump has talked about that, and he is organizing for that. He has said everybody voting for me, when first of all, go to the polls, be there, and then he has said very ominously, he has said, watch. You must watch. Watch what's going on. Let the people there. Let the people know who are there know that you're watching them. This will be as a deterrent.
Well, you need to actually sign up as poll watchers. Yes. You get to sit there and watch the whole thing and report it.
As a deterrent to election fraud. Pat, thank you so much for being in the audience.
Can I say one more thing? I really think Cruz could have beat Hillary because the Democrats put out in 2015 a group called Democrats for... they were against Rubio and Cruz. And the main reason is because Hillary is counting on the Hispanics to put her in. Because
Pat, that's water way under the bridge.
No, but wait a minute. They're still out there going to vote for her no matter what.
That's ancient history now. And now we're where we're at now. And Donald Trump is doing his visit to Mexico. Let me tell you, I don't think Ted Cruz is half the man that Donald Trump is. And so I'm very glad that Donald Trump beat
Ted Cruz. I'm glad he's in the Senate in case Hillary wins. But the thing is that the Hispanics still plan on voting, and there's a Hispanic publication here, and I can read Spanish.
But Trump has to get, 90% of our vote, the base, the white base of the Republican Party. He's going to win with that. He's not going to win with any other. He has made a very interesting appeal lately. He was in Detroit this weekend. He was in Detroit and made a very powerful speech to black pastors. Was very well received, and he's making an interesting appeal to blacks in America that a Trump administration is going to protect them from an unlimited immigration invasion, which hurts them actually worse than any other population group. They're pushed out of their own neighborhoods. They're pushed out of their own jobs. So
people are waking up.
That may work. That's a play that Donald Trump is making. It may the black population of America may respond to that well, but the core, he's got to win with white America. Thank you for calling in and being part of the audience. Let's go to Caesar in New York.
Susan, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, that's good to hear. I like it when you tell me you're okay. Jamie, my only argument that, the illegals can go in and vote. You don't have to be a citizen anymore to vote.
Well, this is scary. This is scary. That there's going to be, in a lot of states, there is some very, very shady allowing of people to vote. So we've got to watch out for that. And also, Caesar, the reason that people like Rudy Giuliani said it the other day, he said, this is the last election, folks. This is it. This is it. Day or night. This is it. And one of the reasons he said that is that this rush of illegals to give them voting status, the idea here is to overwhelm us with tens of millions of votes that we can never recover. We can never recover from that with our base core, as Paul says, the founder settler people of America. So it's Donald Trump who's going to close the floodgates and enable us to maintain our ethno state, to maintain our sovereignty in our own state. Let me, Caesar, rush through a couple phone calls, if I may.
All right. I was just going to say, you seem so sure about yourself that this man is going to save this country. I don't believe that. And I see things so bad that I see the end of America. I don't see this ever coming back, rebounding. I just, sorry to tell you,
But Caesar, let me just put a proposition out to you, and that is this. Even if somebody were convinced in their mind that it's over for America, that we're a dead duck, okay? Think of it as in terms of the way the military has to think of any time they're in a battle situation. I don't have a military service in my past, but I just, you know, reading about it and knowing people, you can, you know, see that if you're in a military, if you're in a fight, you have to presume that you can win. You have to presume that you can survive. If the moment that you conclude, Caesar, that you're dead, that you're a dead duck, guess what? You're a dead duck. You can't make that conclusion.
There's more of them than there are of us. There's more illegals here than there are natural born people,
Caesar,
in this country.
As soon as you conclude that there's that all of those things, it's over. It's over.
You got to look at the state of the country.
No, Caesar, you don't got to do anything. You set your own attitude and you set your own course. You can conclude, I don't care what the odds are, I'm going to win. And if I'm going to win, if I have to, against the odds. And let's go. We got a break here. Caesar, thank you, as always. And let's go to Brent in Dallas right after this break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks. And we're going to Brent in Dallas. Brent, are you there?
Yeah, hello, James.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, so what's on your mind, Brent?
I just had a couple thoughts. This is totally impromptu and spontaneous, just off the top of my head kind of stuff. Nothing that really is that heavy, except the thought is, what, we can't dream in America anymore? What is this, you know? If they have some sort of thing that stops this election, that'll send a signal to the world, and we'll make sure that they know that this reason has been fabricated, and that this is no democracy, and the masquerade will be over.
Yes.
So even if they stop this election for some ungodly reason, you know, we're going to let the world know, you know, and they're going to let the world know. And so it's going to be, you know, and all the Trump supporters are going to come up, rise up, and everybody that's involved in anything is going to know that the United States under this Obama administration is nothing but a facade and a masquerade for something deeper and darker. That's the first thought. The second thought is, hey, Caesar.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to talk about Caesar. Caesar, I like Caesar. You know, he's a realist.
I'm going to talk about Caesar. Let me talk about what you just said, and I'm going to include Caesar in what I say, and that is this. The enemy, and they, as they contemplate, they'd like to end this election. They'd like to do all sorts of things. But a real important thing to make, a point to make to all patriots is the enemy, as powerful as they are, Paul talks about this and George talks about it all the time, the enemy is not entirely 100% in control. It isn't all over. We aren't toast. The enemy has enormous power, but so do we. And so one of the reasons they don't do exactly what they want, do with us as they wish, is because we do have some power. One of the things they fear, Brent, exactly what you're talking about. If they canceled this election, there would be a white revolution. There would be white folks in the streets. And so they have to fear us. We have a lot of power. We have a lot of money. We have a lot of numbers. We have a lot of force, and they have great reason to fear us. So, and you know, that was the point I was making to Caesar, Brent.
Yeah,
that
I understand. I understand it. And since we didn't have much time, I was just trying to get in another thought. Okay, and that other thought was concerning Caesar. I respect him, and he's a realist. But he has to be named Caesar. He has to understand, who do you think created this reality? But Caesar himself, Augustus, and then Claudius, and then goes up to the Vatican itself at this point under all types of control. So we can change that reality. Your perception is, and your dreams are what create our reality, is what I was saying. Now, I'm in full compliance with you, James. I'm agreeing with you, but don't misunderstand me. Okay?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, Brent, and thank you, everybody. Hang on. We're just concluding our second hour of this program. We're going to go into a third hour. If George and Paul can hang on, we'll see them on the other side of the break. And if we have to say goodbye, we'll give a salute right after this break. So stay tuned for the third hour, folks.
Don't stop.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the